producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Adam Thompson Show.
Cutting edge.
He just told you to shut the f*** up.
No holds barred.
Thanks for not calling me a liar, son of a...
The latest trending topics, legal cases, and social issues. In-your-face commentary on all subjects. Adam Thompson.
You can't handle this. Adam Thompson brings his 25-year experience as a high-profile criminal and civil trial lawyer and gritty New York street smarts and attitude to the studio.
Real unbiased talk.
Those who want respect, give respect.
You never know what he'll say next. This is the Adam Thompson Show. Here's your host, Adam Thompson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Adam Thompson Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. As always, I'm amped up. I'm on fire. I'm ready to go. They put the coals under my seat. I'm hopping up and down. I'm very excited to always welcome you all into the studio here to join me and my great guests and our debate panelists. And what a great show we got today. We have the one and only Steve Forbes joining us for two segments. It'll talk everything about taxes, about money issues in healthcare, and about his new book that's coming out, and of course our great debate panel on the second half of the show. But to start off, I just want to again welcome all our great listeners from the StarCon Network and from the Genesis Communications Network out there, all the different channels that air us from coast to coast and even some globally around the world. I want to thank you all for joining us. Keep those tweets, the emails, all the positive reinforcement going. We love to hear from you. We greatly appreciate it. And for the newbies out there, check us out, www.adamthompsonshow.com, www.adamthompsonlaw.com. Everything Adam Thompson Show is there. Archive shows, you know the deal. Turn people on to it. I'm sure you guys will love it. With that said, I also want to just give a big shout out to our friends at Walker Stalker Con. We have the privilege of being invited to host a panel or two at the Walker Stalker Con in New Jersey this weekend, December 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Meadowlands Expo Center. And at 11:30 on the 5th, I will have the privilege of hosting a segment with the one and only Irony Singleton, T-Dog himself. You also know him from The Blind Side, talking about things Walking Dead with him and what he's doing with his career, as well as a host of other things. We'll be interviewing all the different people there that day, and we'll be airing a lot of those on this show in the future, as well as you can check it out on our website as exclusive content. With that said, let's get to it now. There's a lot in the news, and we start off again on a very somber note. It's very sad that the lead story today, as we're taping as of this moment, is another active shooting event going on in San Bernardino, California. It appears that up to three gunmen have entered a California Social Services Center where they aid disabled people, including autistic children, and opened fire. As of this report that I have, and again, these facts are breaking news, so I'm reading right off a teleprompter what's coming through at the moment, but there's upwards of 14 fatalities and that same number or more being shot, wounded, or injured during this melee. From what we understand, law enforcement has been in active pursuit of some of these suspects, and I believe there was a live TV chase that actually showed a suburban shootout with cops that took place, and they killed two of the suspects that were involved in this horrible attack at this social services center. And I find myself, and I'm never at a loss of words, but I find myself sometimes reaching out for the right words to use, because it seems, you know, when I look back on the archives of the show, how many different times have I started off the show talking about an incident like this? Last week we were talking about police officers that shot a man 16 times and he was dead, and that was the lead story with the backup story about what happened in Colorado with three shot dead at a Planned Parenthood location. And when you look back over the two and a half years this show has been on, we've covered countless cases where people have been shot in the street due to the use of a firearm, whether it involved police or not the police, justified, not justified, and then different incidents of active shootings that took place, mass shootings where people were killed in schools, movie theaters, whatever it may be. And we go through the same narrative every time. Oh, my God, this is an outrage. Oh, we got to do something. Oh, our hearts go out to the families of those that were affected. But after a while, do we get numb to it? Because this is happening a lot. And there's lots of people out there that jump all over me when I say that. It's not a lot. How can you say it's not a lot? I don't want to see any people die. If we could prevent deaths altogether, we would love that. If you ask in an ideal world, if we had a magic genie that could wave a wand and say there'll be no more death through people getting killed unnecessarily, that would be a wish everybody would have, right? So that would, on a grand scale of things, be the ideal situation. Now, there's no magic genie to wave a wand, so that's never going to happen. There's going to be accidental deaths. There's going to be things that happen of that nature. But if we could keep it to accidental deaths and things like that, wouldn't that be a great thing? If we can keep the hands off the guns of the people who have backgrounds that will tend to make us think they're the most likely that will do these horrible acts. Do better screening, better background checks. And when I say better screening, the way that we do psych evaluations of some of these people getting their hands on firearms has to change. It has to be more involved. Do these people have any kind of psychological or emotional problems that we see or could find out about that they may be a risk due to a psychological problem that would trigger them to potentially use a firearm not in the proper way? That's what this is all about. Because law-abiding citizens who do the right thing, you put a gun in their hands and nothing will usually go wrong. Like I said, accidents, sure, but nothing intentional, nothing to this degree. And I don't think anybody out there wants to end the Second Amendment. I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment, but at the same time, you know, we want the Second Amendment to exist, but there isn't anything wrong with doing it in a proper way. And what I mean a proper way is get the guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, people that go through the process the right way, filling out the applications, the background check, going through all of that, making sure there's no psych issues, no criminal law background issues. And if you do that, that's a good start. But the problem always comes up is so many of these situations that we do see happen, like all the killings in Chicago, those are people. You have innocent African Americans getting killed every day, gang-related, drug-related crimes that are going on, black-on-black crime. Those are people getting their hands on guns illegally. There's always going to be a degree of the population that can get their hands on guns illegally, all around this country. Doesn't matter what your composition is. Doesn't matter if you're white, black, Hispanic, Chinese, tall, short, fat, skinny. Whatever it is, there's people out there getting their hands on guns that shouldn't be getting their hands on guns. And people that want guns will always be able to get guns because there's a big market for it, and there's people out there that have no problem selling illegal guns. So they will go and obtain the legal guns. And as long as there's that element within society, there's no way of preventing people that we don't want to have guns, the criminals, the people that would do attacks like this, from getting them. That's the problem we face. So how do we change the narrative and the dialogue to address these issues? Keeping the guns out of the hands of the bad guys, letting the people that are the good guys get them, and maybe changing around the way zoning works. It seems so many of these mass shootings take place in locations where they're gun-free zones. So they know when they go there, there isn't going to be anyone there to respond to their assault with a weapon. I mean, if you were going to attack a place and you were looking to do something like this, you would do it in the place that is the least risk to yourself. And they're picking gun-free zones. So, you know, there's so many debates on there now, like with schools. Should there be armed people in every school? Should certain teachers get trained in how to have a carry concealed weapon? And then a certain section or segment of a school be armed as long as they're law-abiding citizens who pass all the carry conceal requirements. Why not do that? Are we getting to the point, though, in America that we need to have armed citizens in all different sections of our residential and commercial areas to protect and ensure that something like this, if it does happen, that we can respond properly? Because in those 1 to 5 minutes that law enforcement takes to respond to a 911 call, mass damage could already be done. And if someone was armed, it would prevent this from happening. I mean, is that a legitimate argument? Maybe it is. But do we want guns all over the place then? Is that going to be the kind of society as a nation we want to live in? That you have to carry around a gun to feel safe. I don't think anybody wants to feel that either. But the thing that strikes me the most is that we're having these same conversations over and over, and it's not moving in either direction productively.
We'll be paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm very excited to have our next guest joining us because he's going to be able to answer a lot of questions that we get countless emails and tweets about from all our audience out there. And, of course, I'm talking about so many Americans today are very dissatisfied with the direction our nation is going. And both Republicans and Democrats alike, both sides of the aisle, really believe our nation has lost its way. So in his new book called Reviving America, former presidential candidate and Forbes Media CEO Steve Forbes lays out three crucial areas that need reform: healthcare, taxes, and money. And he's going to maybe bring some sanity back to the world and give us some answers that we've all been looking for. So with that said, I'm very happy to welcome to the Adam Thompson Show, Steve Forbes. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm sure you're watching all the debates and you hear all the different platforms that are being offered by different candidates. And I know in your previous presidential runs, one of your big platform areas in 96 and 2000 alike was proposing a flat tax. So let's start, because your book discusses three areas, healthcare, taxes, and money. Let's start off with talking about taxes. What do you think needs to be done in the area of reform for taxes? Should we get rid of the IRS entirely? Should we keep it but just make modifications? And which candidate do you think is most in line with your way of thinking that will probably make the best changes in the area of income tax?
Well, I think on the income tax, we have to recognize this thing is beyond repair. It's an abomination. Millions of words, not just the code itself, but all the interpretations and opinions that go with it to make the things work, so to speak. I think you just got to throw the whole thing out and start all over again. If the tax is not understood by the American people, we should, as a free people, shouldn't put up with it. So that's why in the book we advocate a flat tax. Simple exemptions for adults and for kids. That's it. A family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on the first $52,000 of income, only 17% above that $52,000. No tax on savings, no death tax. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. On the business side, where we have the worst taxes in the world, cut that rate down to 17%. Do away with the depreciation schedules. If you make a capital investment, write it off in the year in which you make it. You do so, simplify the code like that, you'll see this economy really roar ahead. You know, the IRS estimates we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. We spend $300 billion a year complying with the tax code. And just think, if all of those billions of hours, trillions of dollars over the years had been set of on the tax code had gone for new products and services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better life would be. So that's where we should go. Junk the thing and let the brain power, our time and our capital go to something productive.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I think the IRS system is a complete debacle. I think, as you stated eloquently, billions, if not trillions, over the years, and certainly if we go decade to decade, are just wasted for no reason. Just in all the bureaucratic processing of these forms, it makes no sense to me. When a candidate like Carly Fiorina states, scrap this, because it's thousands of pages. I'm an attorney, and it's hard to understand a lot of this. It doesn't need to be thousands of pages. Is she right when it can be rewritten in two or three simple pages that everyone understands, and that'll tell the whole story of what needs to be done? Is it that simple?
Sure. It is simple. You could do it in a handful of pages. You could literally do your tax return on a single sheet of paper. You could, or a few keystrokes on a computer. And one of the things to keep in mind in this whole thing is also the IRS has become in many ways a criminal organization. I mean, what they did to conservative groups, what they've done in terms of seizing people's assets and making them sue to get those assets back when they're not found guilty. I mean, it's outrageous what they do.
No, it's very outrageous, and it's surprising that there aren't more lawsuits brought against the IRS in this area. I could say as an attorney, the civil forfeiture statutes that are enacted and carried out through IRS seizures is amazing to me, and it's basically not even ever covered on the mainstream media, but as you point out, it is a big problem that are affecting millions of Americans that nobody really knows or hears about. But let me ask you specifically, from watching the debates, if you had to pick one candidate that you think would probably be best to correct all the problem in taxes in general, the IRS in general, which one do you most relate to that you think honestly has the best plan?
Well, I think many of them are moving in the right direction, but I have that's why I want to did this book was to get the word out. We don't need modification. We need radical simplification when we throw the thing out and start over. Now, to a couple of candidates, Senator Rand Paul has a flat tax proposal. Senator Ted Cruz has one. Senator Santorum has one. And as you mentioned, Carly Fiorina wants to do it in three pages. She hasn't spelled out yet what she wants on those three pages, but I think she's moving in the right direction. on Senator Cruz and Senator Paul, I think where they need to make a modification is they have sort of a value-added tax replacing the corporate income tax. And I don't think that's a good idea. It hasn't worked well in Europe. So I think they should modify that. Rick Santorum has a good plan. He wants, though, to have no taxes on manufacturing. I think that that, even though it sounds good, when you do something like that, all you do is give the lawyers to room to then ruminate about what is a manufacturer, and off we go to the races. So with some modifications, those plans would be excellent starts.
What about Donald Trump's plan for, he said at one point, a 10% flat tax? He may be altering that to maybe go as high as 15%. Do you think his tax plan, which he said many financial columnists have really touted as being a well-thought-out plan and makes sense, have you had a chance to look at it, and do you agree?
Well, Trump has got three rates. His tax plan's got a lot to recommend it. But I want to get it down to one rate. Dr. Ben Carson has a one rate idea. He hasn't spelled it out yet, but I like the idea that he's in that direction. So what I think what we can take encouragement from, even though these plans have to be perfected, is that finally a lot of candidates are putting ideas on the table. And so I think by the time this process is done, we're going to have a mandate after the elections next year to get something like the flat tax, and that's going to be good news because Congress would never do it on its own. You got to get a mandate from the public. You know, when Ronald Reagan first ran or successfully ran back in 1980, he advocated a 30% across the board cut in income taxes, income tax rates, and all the experts said, "Oh, you can't do that; it's too radical." He did it, got most of it through, and the economy blossomed. When you reduce the burden on people, especially the American people, great things get done.
Well, and money does come back into the system. We only have a minute left before we break and come back to the next segment. But I wanted to ask you, I know that you really wanted to change how the Social Security payroll tax system worked. And at one point you even said that people should be given the option of taking 75% of the Social Security payroll taxes and put it into private retirement investments or accounts, PRAs. I agree with that. I think Social Security doesn't work in lots of ways. It's really outdated. I like to see people get control over their funds. Do you still advocate for this in 30 seconds or less?
Absolutely. You created the money. You created it through your labor. It should belong to you, not to Washington politicians. And I think it would be a great thing, especially for young people, to realize when they get that first part-time job in the summer, they're creating what is called capital. I think it'll give them a new outlook on life, seeing these accounts grow, seeing what politicians can do to muck up the economy. I think it'll make them better citizens when they own what they create.
Well, I agree. Hold that thought. We're going to be right back, everybody, with Steve Forbes.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We are continuing our conversation with Steve Forbes, who's shedding light on so many different areas that all of us are concerned about. Let's move on to something different, healthcare. Everybody has lots of concerns about healthcare because so many people do feel it's at that point in time where every American should have it. We look at other countries around the globe and we see that it's incorporated within their system, such as in England and Canada and so on. And then we see Obama enacted Obamacare, and there's been, you know, so much dialogue about that, the pros and the cons. What do you think needs to happen in the area of healthcare?
The basic thing in healthcare, in addition to getting rid of Obamacare, is to return the power to the patient, return the power to the consumer. Patients haven't controlled healthcare for a long, long time because it's all third-party payer, whether it's insurance companies, employers, government. They make the decisions, not the consumer. And you see it in little things, like when you go to the hospital. No motel, even the crummiest motel in the world, wouldn't put you in the same room as another sick person with a curtain in between, which they do in hospitals. No hotel would give you a robe the way a hospital does. Those crazy gowns that look like they came out of the surplus from the Salvation Army.
And they'll charge you $4,000 for it, too. That's the kicker.
Yeah. So the thing spins out of control because we don't have real free markets. You know, you go to a clinic or hospital and you ask in advance what the treatment's going to cost, you get a very strange look. It means either you're uninsured or you're crazy. I mean, no other part of the economy would you do something without knowing what it costs or what the alternatives are. So the key thing is getting the patient in charge, and there are basic reforms that can do it. One is nationwide shopping for health insurance. Why should it be state by state? If I live in New Jersey and I don't like what they're offering there, I should be able to buy a policy that's offered in Pennsylvania. You can do that with cars or any other product. Another thing, how about having a rule that hospitals and clinics have to post the prices of all their services and treatments? So you can see, why does hospital A charge $5,000 for an MRI and the other one charges $500? get consumer control that way. Have hospitals post each month how many patients get infections at the hospital.
But we know in this day and age, Steve, with all the litigation that goes on, everyone is so nervous about being sued for some form. And I know, as a personal injury lawyer myself, hospitals and doctors are so worried about being sued for anything related to malpractice or negligence that the transparency levels have just disappeared. Nothing is transparent. But when you read stories about there's Americans that need procedures done, and it's so expensive here within the States that they're actually leaving, going to South America or other parts. They go to Europe sometimes to get procedures done there because the actual flight there, a two-week vacation in that country, and the procedure being done and coming back is like a third less still than what they pay in an American hospital. To me, something's wrong, but that's how it is.
Well, that's why you got to get patient control. Wherever you have customers in charge, suddenly the providers want to make you happy. You know, if you have a bad stay at a hotel, you go online. You tell your friends. You put it online. You go if you want to go someplace. You always look. What are they saying online about the place? Is it good? Is it bad? What are the prices? What do you get? Don't you get? And you need that kind of transparency. When you have a patient-oriented healthcare system, by golly, you're going to see a very different pricing system. You see it a little bit with the LASIK surgery for the eyes because that's not covered by third party. Providers have every incentive to make it more affordable to you, more attractive to you. So the cost today of that procedure is less than it was 10 or 12 years ago. You see the same thing with cosmetic surgery. Unless it's a result of disease or accident, it's between you and the provider. And so you don't have the kind of wild inflation, even though the use of cosmetic surgery has gone up sixfold, sevenfold in the last 20 years. Prices have not experienced the same inflation as the rest of healthcare because it's transparent. You know what the price is. Providers know that you can compare and get advice from friends about what's good and what isn't good. So trust the people. We do for the rest of the economy. You know, if Apple comes up with a great product, Samsung and others are soon going to follow and try to make something better for you.
That's absolutely true. When you specifically look at it, it's a good point of reference. When you look at the cosmetic industry with the people getting cosmetic procedures done, that's the area where it's so transparent. There's subway ads, TV ads, print ads, everywhere you go. They give you the exact specifics, how long it'll take, what the cost will be, and then people just shop it around and they go for the best price with the doctor they feel most comfortable with. And you see prices for procedures in that field completely dramatically drop, unlike the other areas of healthcare. All right, we only have four minutes left, so I really want to get into the other area where you say money. I want to take that over to really talk about more about trade that we have going on. You know, we've been a part of the North American Free Trade Agreement forever, and now we've seen Obama enact the TTP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Are you in favor of these agreements? Do you think America should be part of these trade agreements, or is it time to move on and go another direction? And if so, what direction is that?
Well, I think reducing trade barriers is a good thing. We are very competitive when we're allowed to compete. And the key thing is, though, that we have been turning our blind eye to stealing of our property in China, to trade barriers inside China and elsewhere. So it'd be like I live in New Jersey. It'd be like if I sold something in Pennsylvania and Pennsylvania said, no, we're not going to let you sell here. Well, that violates the Constitution, the Interstate Commerce Clause. So reducing barriers is a good thing, but we got to make sure that the barriers are reduced. And unfortunately, this administration, among its many sins, has not been enforcing a fair deal for our own people.
Well, I think that's a concern we all have because we want to get businesses back into this nation. We got to have trade set up in a way that the companies that stay get rewarded and the ones that leave pay a tariff or a tax or something as a penalty. But it doesn't seem we're doing that, at least not the right way. Another issue is currency manipulation. A lot of people don't understand what that is, and Trump brings it up from time to time in some of his stump speeches, but I think it's a huge issue that we see China constantly doing currency manipulation. Can you tell us real briefly, we have 2 minutes left, what your thoughts are on currency manipulation so the audience understands what it is and what you think we should do to protect our dollar?
Well, the key thing is to have get the Federal Reserve, our central bank, as hands off the dollar, where they make it treat it like a yo-yo, and the dollar should have a stable value. You know, we had a dollar linked to gold for 180 years from the time of George Washington till the 1970s. It worked fairly well. It's like having 60 minutes in an hour, 12 inches in a foot. Money is not wealth. Money measures wealth. It makes it easier to do buying and selling with each other. But imagine what life would be like if the Federal Reserve floated the clock. We had 60 minutes an hour one day, 40 minutes the next, 80 minutes the day after. Life would be chaotic. So fix the dollar, fix value. In terms of other currencies, you know, when I go from Connecticut to New Hampshire, I don't have to worry about Connecticut dollars, New Hampshire dollars. It's fixed, stable. And so take it out of the hands of politicians. Make it fixed in value, like 60 minutes in an hour. And that way you can't play games. You know, otherwise you'd find politicians, without you knowing it, extending the hour from 60 minutes to 70 minutes and not paying you anymore.
Yeah, no, it's a lot to really think about. And you know, there's so many people that say the days of fiat currency is over and they expect the collapse of the U.S. dollar the way we've seen things collapse in Greece and other nations. Do you think that's possible?
Anything is possible. And that's why we've got to get a gold-backed dollar again and to get the Washington politicians out of the game. I don't want them monkeying around with clocks, scales, rulers, and I certainly don't want them pulling around with the dollar.
All right. We only have 30 seconds left. Of all the Republican candidates that are out there right now, which one do you like the best, if you had to pick one? I know it's a hard question, and it's still early. But
I know. I'm still looking. I feel like the dating game. I keep looking at the candidates. And
here they are.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll get you back, Steve, to tell us who you think after the next round of debates or in early 2016 you think really has the gumption to take on the task and get the job done for all of us. I want to thank our guest, the one and only Steve Forbes, CEO of Forbes Media, and the new book. I urge everyone to pick up a copy, Reviving America. Thank you, Steve.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, everybody, welcome back, and it's that time now to turn up the heat, get everybody thrown in the pit. It's debate time. Yes, that's right, folks. The one segment that you guys write about over and over and over and say, I love what this one said or that one said, and boy, that one was caught off guard, or everyone attacked that one. I loved it. Yeah, blood gets drawn in the Adam Thompson debate pit. Yes, folks, it's that time again. You called the turkey last week. This week, it may be one of our guests. Who knows what happens next? So with that said, unscripted, unprepared, impromptu, totally spontaneous, none of the topics are previously discussed. I don't even know what they're going to be. I just start picking them up out of the air sometimes. With that said, let's welcome in the panelists, all returning all-stars from our panel, from host Conversations with Peter Salomon, the one and only Peter Salomon, the host of Brink, CNBC Radio, the Brink Morning Show. My producer gave me abbreviated intro, so you'll have to live with this, everybody. Aaron Brinker from the host of Ringside Politics, Jeff Croer, and the host of Price of Business, Kevin Price. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank
right.
you.
All right, let's get started. Breaking news today, obviously, out of San Bernardino. All the facts still aren't known. They're still coming in as we're speaking and recording right now. But supposedly 14 are dead and 14 more are wounded. As they say, as many as three gunmen, it could be less, it could be more, believed to be part of an active shooting that was going on, and then they fled the scene. We don't have any of the details yet. We take this in light of what just recently happened, I believe, in Colorado with the Planned Parenthood shooting. Whether you tie them together, don't tie them together, the one thing they do have is it was another active shooting that took place recently within our country. And it raises the question now, as you see many politicians coming out and tweeting about it or going on whatever social media they use to say, oh, this is egregious, we all know they're going to say that typical thing, and our hearts go out to the victims, of course, but they're making this into a politicized agenda where they're either pro or anti-gun. So I want to start with that topic in general. I'll start with you, Aaron. Do you think it's now the right time or place? I don't. I don't like when politicians, after an event like this happens, you know, there's people out there that are mourning their families that still want to find out what happened, get answers, people in the hospital tending to the wounded, and we hear these political agendas being pushed pro or con on the newsreels. It really bothers me. What's your take on this?
It bothers me, too. You need to know that the shooting happened less than 2 miles from my house.
I live in San Bernardino. This is my hometown. And so, we don't know how these shooters got their guns. We're 2 hours from the Mexican border. If to say that they got their guns legally at this point is ridiculous. There's no way we could know that. There's so many illegal guns in Southern California as in many other places. All of the legislation in the world is not going to stop that unless we have a 300-foot wall that is also buried deep into the ground, because people will continue to pour over the border to sell drugs and guns and other things. I think this is absolutely the wrong time. The first comment from the president was about you know, this having to stop. And I agree with him. I agree with him that we need to stop this. But we need to look at our culture and what we're doing to cheapen human life. We don't know. This could have been a domestic violence shooting. It could have been a terrorism shooting. It could have been a workplace violence shooting. We don't know.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very odd location also, because it was, I believe, some kind of center where they help disabled people, children that are autistic, and so on. It's a very odd location that this type of situation would take place on. But then again, we see, you know, mass shootings take place in schools, and you would think that they wouldn't happen there either. Jeff, do you think that when Obama came out and made these kind of statements, and I know Hillary Clinton went on record saying, you know, we have to basically stop the madness, sort of, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course. Is it time for these kind of things to start really being discussed in a different way? Because we see the debate goes on and on. We seem to be having this now for a decade or two, and we're still having the same conversation. Does the narrative need to change at this point?
Well, I think we need to stand firm on the Second Amendment. What I think a lot of the liberals would like is really to abolish the Second Amendment. When they really are in an unguarded moment, when they're speaking the truth, when they're speaking their heart, I think they have a problem with the Second Amendment. And my view is that the more guns we have in the hands of law-abiding people, the safer we're going to be. We certainly don't have enough police to police all the dangerous neighborhoods in the country. In New Orleans, where I'm from, you had a person killed on Bourbon Street the other night. There were 63 officers all around. So more police is not the answer. I think the answer is to have guns in the hands of law-abiding folks. No, don't have the gun-free zones. Those are targets for these wackos to go and shoot innocent people. And I think it's despicable, Adam, that you have politicians like Obama that use these strategies to promote their anti-gun agenda, their pro-abortion agenda. He did it with the Planned Parenthood shooting. He'll do it with this incident. The man is shameless. He's disgusting. And I can't wait till he exits the Oval Office.
Now, Kevin, do you think in light of all this, when the smoke does clear and people had a time to reflect on this and the facts come in, like my producer just sent me a thing that says two suspects were killed in a live TV chase in a suburban shootout with cops 4 hours after three mass gunmen attacked the local government holiday party, leaving 14 dead and 17 injured. So more news is coming in. Do you think that when we take a step back and we reflect on this, because I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment. I don't want to see guns taken away, but at the same time, does the dialogue need to change it? Maybe we need to have some restrictions put on in how background checks are done, or for mentally ill people, or maybe sooner time periods to have people reapply for applications. I mean, there has to be some other kind of narrative we can have that could help certain people from not getting guns. There has to be a way to prevent these people from not getting guns, unless I'm missing something. What's your take on it, Kevin?
Sure. Well, the way you do that is stopping them from being gun-free zones. That's the one thing all of these events have in common. And when you look at the manifestos and you look at the videos of the perpetrators, they talk about how they chose their places because they were gun-free zones. You know, and really what they're trying to do in all these locations is to make them like Chicago. And, you know, Chicago's the biggest gun-free zone in the United States of America. Interestingly, demographically, it's almost identical to Houston population-wise, yet it has 10 times more to violent crime. We need to have more guns in the hands of more law-abiding citizens, and there's not enough laws out there to prevent this kind of violence from being perpetrated. But there is enough common sense in creating environments that aren't safe for criminals to act this way.
No, I agree. Peter Solomon, let's conclude this topic. Where do you think we need to move after this, when the smoke settles? Where do you think the direction needs to be?
And first of all, I think it's past time for the discussion to happen at all. And I think the way to go, if I were president, is more restrictions on who can have guns. I agree with you, Adam. The mentally ill, one example. Criminals, background checks, another example. the more we can narrow the field of people who have guns, the safer I'm going to feel. Because it terrifies me to think the people I love and care about, when I say goodbye to them, that could be the end.
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, I think all of us understand our Second Amendment rights and wouldn't want to do anything to hinder those. But at the same time, I'm sure we don't want to see a body count building up where we see mass killings taking place or even individual murders that take place from state to state. The numbers are pretty staggering when you start looking at it. If there's a way that we can make a change, the problem is, you know, we won't want to take guns out of the hand of law-abiding citizens. It's our right to possess firearms. And as long as we do all the proper background and screening tests to get those firearms and use them in a responsible and productive manner, I don't have any problems with any of that. The problem seems to be the wrong people are getting these weapons, whether it's mentally ill people that aren't properly screened out, people with criminal backgrounds, or people that may have some history that shows this volatility in their personalities. Again, through a psych examination, maybe that could be screened out. But the wrong people seem to be getting access to guns or getting guns from people that get guns and then give them the guns. So there has to be something more that we can do as a nation to try to prevent this. It isn't ever going to completely go away. I think that's an impossibility. But there has to be more that we can do, and having a debate narrative on it is the right direction, I think, to go. Because asking questions is never a bad thing. Trying to brainstorm and come up with possible solutions is never a bad thing. It's just trying to get conservatives and liberals and Democrats and Republicans to agree on something, and that never seems to happen. All right, we only got a minute and a half left till we go into our extra overtime, but let me ask you guys real quick. Trump today was on the Alex Jones show and asked the spectrum of different questions, and the one that came up is that I find interesting, he was actually speaking on other shows about this, is about whether or not he may run now as an independent, because the latest word is the Republicans might keep him out of one of the upcoming debates. Jeff, do you think they're going to keep him? We only have a minute left, so 20-second hits on this, guys. Do you think that the Republicans would really keep him out of the upcoming debate?
Well, the establishment hates him, Adam. They don't want him to be the nominee. They're going to stop at nothing to prevent him from getting the nomination, so they might. They might try to keep him off the ballot. They might try to keep him out of the debate. So he needs to keep that as a possibility, because he might have to run third party. He might not be able to get fairly, squarely the Republican nomination.
Right. We're going to have to leave it there, folks. We'll come back. But I want to thank everybody for joining us. Stick around. We'll go into this and more. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. Everybody, if you're in town in New York and New Jersey this coming Saturday, December the 5th, be sure to check us out. The Adam Thompson Show will be live broadcasting from the Walker Stalker Con event with our friends from The Walking Dead, who always appear on our show and show us great support. Ian E. Singleton and T-Dog, a special shout-out to you. Be sure to check us out at www.adamthompsonshow.com. And until next time, everybody, always think outside.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1G 2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor
job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.